Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Earlier this week, Tammy shared something very unusual that happened to her.
It was strange.
While she was watching the Jason Statham classic, The Beekeeper, at her house.
While we're watching the movie, a couple of times there was a bee in the house. Well, my husband was walking in and out because he was smoking ribs on the grill. So I thought, okay, they came in when he came in through the door. But then it kept happening, even though he hadn't gone outside. And they kept coming right to the door, door of the house. And you'd open the door and they'd go out. It was bizarre. It's like they knew where the exit was. It was so strange. Not once, not twice, 3, 4, 10, 12, about 30 times.
There they are, festering around Tammy's house. They must have smelled the ribs. They wanted some grub.
You know, we couldn't figure out for the life of us where they were coming from. They started in the house, is what it seemed like. They seemed to be coming from maybe the kitchen area or something. We did all kinds of investigating. Kurt even turned on the fireplace and had me stand outside to see if bees came out of the chimney in case there happened to be a nest up there. And we couldn't figure it out.
And no one thought about my proposition that you actually conjured the bees because you were watching the, again, classic Jason Statham movie, The Beekeeper.
Listen, I kind of feel like that's the only explanation, because since that day, not one bee. Nowhere.
You'll have to wait for the sequel. The Beekeeper.
I don't understand it, and I don't understand how they knew where the door was and why it just kept happening. Where did they come from, and why are they now gone?
Tammy, I have an expert coming on today, a bee man. Bee man Dan. He is the owner of We Save Bees.
Okay.
So he knows all about bees.
I'm just curious what his professional opinion is, especially because it was such a limited amount of time and the amount of bees, and now there's no hint of any existence of where they came from or where they went.
Will the bees come back? We don't know.
I don't know.
Were the bees a figment of Tammy's imagination because she was watching The Beekeeper?
We did not imagine them. They were totally there.
Were they there just to see the movie? Because after all, why can't bees be Jason Statham fans?
Maybe.
All these questions will be answered when Bee-Man Dan joins us next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. While Tammy was watching the Mother's Day classic The Beekeeper, starring Jason Statham, she noticed an alarming number of bees, actual bees, in her home. Did the movie The Beekeeper conjure up these bees? Is there an unknown hive somewhere? We don't know. But somebody who might be able to help is Bee Man Dan, a professional bee. Are you a beekeeper, Dan?
Beekeeper, bee wrangler. We rescue bees for a living. So, yeah, we play with bugs.
All right, Bee Man Dan, help Tammy out. Tammy, explain the situation.
So, Dan, here was the deal. My husband was periodically going in and out of the house out to the grill. So the first couple of times that there was a bee in the house at the door, I didn't think much of it. I figured it just came in with him. The interesting thing was, Dan, that every time I opened the door, That's where the bees would go to, by the way, and they would leave. It didn't take much for me to shoo them out because I don't want to kill them. But Dan, this happened probably 20 to 30 times. We investigated everything. We turned on the fireplace to see if maybe there was a nest in there. We stood watch at the vents in the kitchen, in the hood of the kitchen. We looked outside. We couldn't find anything. And we'd shut the door and be like, okay, sit down, start the movie. Here'd come another bee.
Dan, is it possible that a movie, the beekeeper conjured bees? After all, there's not too many movies about bees.
Well, there's a few. Right. There's the bee movie.
The bee movie and, yes, and beekeeper. I think that's about it.
Mm-hmm. We haven't had a single one since. What the heck's going on?
Basically, the bees do what's called scouting. And this time of year, looking for new property, new land, new real estate. So what they end up doing is they send 50 or so bees to your house. They check the vents. They check the chimney. They check the holes, the cracks, the crevices of the house, not you. And then once they decide that they like a place, then they go back and tell their sisters, and they send in second wave. And this usually happens in three waves. So you probably had the first wave of bees coming to the house. The weird thing is once they get into the house, they can't fly out unless you open the door for them. And so they never really had a chance to go back to their sisters to say, hey, let's move with Tammy.
This is crazy.
That's wild. They're having an open house at my house when they weren't even invited.
Yeah, and they don't pay rent.
So they're squatting bees.
Squatting bees, yeah, freeloaders.
Wow, that's really interesting. And so normally they would go back to their crew and say, hey, man, we got a great place up in Crest. The food's good. The view is great.
The husband cooks good ribs.
What do you say we make a home there? And they all go back together?
That's exactly it.
That's crazy.
So do I have to worry now? Because I don't know, maybe they were overtaxed or something. Is there going to be a second wave that comes, or do you think since this happened on Sunday, have they decided to move on to a new property? Maybe mine wasn't quite right for them?
Only if there's a Beekeeper 2 movie.
But seriously, Dan, should Tammy be on the lookout now for the second swarm to move in?
That's a great question. So you have three waves of scouts. So usually if the first wave fails or they find some other, like your neighbors that are better, then they'll send the second wave, which means yesterday you would have had a bunch buttload of bees inside the house. But if that didn't happen, that means they probably found some other place or they moved on.
Well, they're at my neighbor's good.
This started off as a joke, but I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah, me too.
Bee-man Dan is with us. He's helping Tammy's bee mystery out. Dan, what makes a place very habitable for a bee? Why would they reject Tammy's place?
Typically, they're looking for some sort of enclosure sometimes, or some of them just prefer to be out in the open. But honestly, I've seen over 20,000 colonies in people's homes. I can't tell you a single reason why they picked, you know, a corner versus another corner versus a neighbor versus a tree versus a vent or whatever it is. I have no idea. And I'd like to say I'm not dumb, but I haven't found a single pattern.
I'm fascinated with that.
Bee-man Dan, if people need bee help, how can they find you?
Yeah, check us out. WeSaveBees.com, or you can hop on Instagram. WeSaveBees as well, or you can find me under Bee-man Dan.
All right, Bee-man Dan.
Thanks, honey. You were so helpful, and I feel so much better.
Hopefully, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
okay,
Dan.
Take care.
Bye. Thanks, guys. Bye.
We can always learn something.
Yeah, I know. That's really, really fascinating.
Oh, and by the way, yes, Amazon Prime has landed the worldwide rights to Jason Statham's sequel, Beekeeper 2.
When's it coming out?
I don't know, but it's in production, at least. So
I liked it, by the
way. You'll have to wait for the beequel.
The beequel. I love that.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.